Isabel!
Caitlin!
Welcome to Part-Time Problem!
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe we're here?
I actually cannot believe this.
Guys, we have been waiting for this moment. We are so excited to be here with you guys.
This is absolutely crazy, and you're probably wondering, why do these two have a show? What's going on here? What's the vibe?
I think the biggest question is, like, how did we meet?
We're such
like a random duo, I feel like. When people come up to us, they're like, you two, what's going on here?
And we kind of just sprung from nothing. It was like, all of a sudden, are these two girls best friends?
Yeah.
Or what's happening? How did they meet? What's going on? So,
do we dare tell them?
Let's get into it.
All right. So, as you guys probably know, me and Isabel are content creators. And we met at a brand event in the Hamptons. And there was kind of intimate. It was like a table, food, and I saw Isabel. We had like mutual friends, and then we were all talking in a group, and I was kind of like, wow, like, she kind of reminds me of myself. Like, who is this person?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because you're pretty large on social media. I somehow had never seen you in my life, and it's crazy because to this day, I'll tell people that I'm hanging out with Caitlin Reagan, and they're like, oh my God, I love that girl. And I'm so shocked at the reach that you had, and I somehow missed that, but it was crazy. I was on my way to this event in the Hamptons, and my friend who I was going with said to me, oh, this girl Caitlin Reagan is going to be there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know who that is. And the girl who said that to me, we have such different tastes in content, so I automatically assumed it was going to be like, you know, like a girly, aesthetically pleasing,
gotcha,
like that type of energy.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of brushed it off, and I just assumed that wouldn't be a creator that I would be interested in anyway. And we go to this dinner, I talk to you, and right after, my friend who I came with was like, oh my God, that was Caitlin Reagan. And I was like, oh yeah, can confirm, I really have never seen her, I don't know. And then we got sat, so this event was a dinner at a long table, mm-hmm, and we got sat, I guess, kind of diagonal to each other. Mm-hmm. And it really, sometimes in friendships, it really comes down to that immediate just energy when you first meet. And our energy just it fit. Like, she felt like such a familiar person. And so that happened, and I guess we must have hit it off at the dinner. And then what did you ask me?
The thing with these brand events, and I don't know if I'm gonna offend anyone here, but sometimes they can be just a little boring. I mean, it depends. All right, so everybody was kind of just sitting there small talking, and I'm like, is anyone doing anything after this? You don't want to go out? Just curious. And immediately Isabel's like, where are you going?
Always.
And I was like, you serious? And she's like, yeah, like, let's go. So I'm like, okay. Mind you, we really don't know each other. Like, this is just met like an hour ago kind of thing. And we get in an Uber, we go to the first bar, and we're sitting there, and the bar wasn't really giving.
Our energy was giving club, the bar was giving just bar. And
right,
we were like, you know what, this isn't fitting us right now. And Caitlin goes, you know, I used to be a bottle girl, her damn accent, used to be a bottle girl over at Bounce, which, if you're familiar with the Hamptons, is one of the most fun clubs in Montauk.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm trying to go to Bounce. She's like, we can get a table there. So I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So we pull up to Bounce. I'm with these two girls, because Caitlin had a friend with her who I still have never seen again to this day. I have questions about, but that's besides the point. So we go, I'm with these two girls I really don't know, and we pull up to Bounce, like, and I noticed also when we got to Bounce, how many people even outside of Bounce, like, I was really just discovering again how like big you are, because outside of Bounce, it was like left and right. Oh my gosh, I love your videos. I'm like, who the hell am I with right now? I like went to go look her up too, to find out like who Caitlin is. Like literally while we were at the dinner, I had no service because it's the damn Hamptons. So I was
like,
you
see that? Sometimes you gotta be patient.
Right? So I was like, I guess I'll live and wonder. Yeah, like, and just whatever with you. And so we go, we've got this table.
We had our own table.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you guys to like let that sink for a second, because growing up, you go to like these clubs, the promoters are there, and like you're on their time, their table. No. We had our own table.
We
were the men of the club, all right? And we were feeling really good about that. We're like, hey, you want to come to our table?
Oh, we were getting swarmed.
Yep, us.
Yeah.
And we were having such a good time. I was on a table, inviting people over, taking shots. Isabel's hanging out with the security guard next to the table. When I tell you these two were, do you even know his name?
No.
You guys keep in contact.
I've got his number though, I know that.
You have his number?
Yeah, I do, and his Snapchat.
Can I ask what was going on in those moments?
We were
you were busy.
I don't know, in full transparency, he had a pen. So I don't know if anybody on this show, you know, I like THC, I really do. And this man had a pen and he was like, here you go. You can hit this pen.
Yeah, this is all making sense now.
And so I hit it and I was like, oh my God, like, you know how sometimes it makes you anxious?
Yeah.
And I'm standing there talking to this guy and I'm like, wait, why am I feeling more in a safe place with this guy right now? Because I'm like, do these girls like me? Do they not? Obviously, like 30 seconds later, flash to you, like pouring tequila down my throat. But in those moments, I was bonding with the security guard because I'm like, you're with me right now. Like he understood my vibe. But then we ended up
leaving,
having a mysterious night. There's
mysterious. That's
a good
way to put it.
Shots being poured and, but it went well. Like we were out all night. We had the best time. I didn't think much of it. And honestly, I didn't know if I would ever see you again.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Because there's so many instances you just go have a fun night with someone and you're like, will you ever see them again? Mm-hmm. Like whatever. And then what was it? Like probably 5 days later, you just appeared in front of me.
No,
again.
It was weird, guys, because we are in the same world and like we go to events all the time and I've never seen Isabel before. So after that club night, like, you know when you want to like text your girls and be like, yo, last night was crazy. Like, I didn't know if I had her number. Like, we were just so drunk. Like, I was like, I don't even know if I'm ever going to see this girl again. And
literally
5 days later, the next event we went to, I was like, it was you.
Yeah,
it was
and you. I saw you and I was like, oh, no way. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a good time. That was another event in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. And so after that, like, we were friends. But, again, it was more, you know, surface level. We're not going to go start a damn podcast together
right,
at this point.
Absolutely.
But shortly after that, so we have these interactions. I think she's just, you know, like, a friend in the industry that I, like, enjoyed. But then I get this call because that's one thing. You're, like, a phone caller, which is very, very
don't
intense.
Text.
But she gives me a call and she's like, yo, this is so crazy, and I know you don't really know me that well, but do you want to go to Saint-Tropez in like 10 days? Any normal person would be like, I'm not going to France with a stranger. I also didn't have a passport, which was a whole other ordeal, but I was like, I am going to Saint-Tropez. I was like, immediately, yes. And you're like, really? I think you might want to take some time to consider this offer.
Damn,
and I was like,
is that how I really sound to you?
Yeah.
That's messed up,
really, I feel like it's so accurate though.
The accents, it got you to Saint-Tropez, it got you to the club. It's convincing.
It did. We scramble around. I eventually get this passport. Yeah. I'm nervous. And from your brain, why on earth did you invite this random girl to Saint-Tropez with you?
So I had a group that we were going with and one of the girls last minute canceled and like we were all like a little bit panicked about that. I mean, Saint-Tropez is not a cheap trip and if she like actually canceled, like it was gonna just double everything. And we also like acknowledged because she canceled so last minute, the chances of like getting somebody to be able to commit to such a expensive trip so last minute is hard. And I was like, guys, hold on a second. I know this person that I just met. I know it sounds crazy, like 2 weeks ago, but I had a great time with her. And like, I kind of trust my gut. Like, would you guys be open to like me inviting her? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, just trust me. And I called her and she was like, I'm there. And I called my friends and go, I found someone.
Yeah.
And like, it's not even that I just found someone. Like, I'm kind of happy about it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think what was really interesting too, now that I know you deeper than this, is that you chose to open up and let me join you on something like that, which now that I've gotten to know Caitlin, you're not typically like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're a very reserved person when it comes to girls, like especially.
I am.
And so like, what was it with me that gave you, you know what, I'm just gonna invite this girl like right into my life? Like, why?
I mean, I think with Saint-Tropez, it really was like confirmed for me, but like my gut was telling me that you were so free flowing. Like you said yes to going to the club, you didn't know us. You said yes to going to Saint-Tropez, you didn't know us. But I was like, wow, like I kind of like admire her being so free. Like, I'm a very, like, sometimes uptight person, honestly, that I'm working on. And, like, I was, like, inspired by it. And I was like, this girl's really cool. Like, she's kind of going to make me, like, maybe I can be more like that. Like, you were, like, literally being around you made me feel like you can bring out a better version of me.
Oh, that's
yeah,
really
honestly.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, wow, I really appreciate that, number one. And number two, I think just the whole situation was just so interesting, too, because we go to Saint-Tropez and we still, it's like we knew that we vibed and we connected and our energies made sense, but I was still so nervous coming and going to that, you know, because it wasn't just Caitlin. We were actually going with, there's one girl there who had 18 million or has 18 million followers who I've been seeing on my For You page since 2020, who's joining us for this trip. I'm like, oh my God, like that's flustering for a normal person. But I'm like, you know what, Caitlin's energy, I can do this. Like if Caitlin's comfortable with this person, I'll be fine. Or like with these people, I'll be fine. So we commit to going, we get to Saint-Tropez.
I assume that like you were probably gonna be a little bit skeptical. So like my goal was obviously to make her feel comfortable. So I kept like checking in, like, are you okay? Are you feeling, like, are you excited? But when we got to the Airbnb, we finally get to Saint-Tropez, I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't think this through. Like, where's everybody sleeping?
Like, we're sharing a bed.
I just met you 2 weeks ago, but okay.
Yeah, you love bomb things.
I did love bomb you.
Yeah, you really did.
You were in bed with me.
All of a sudden, before I blinked my eyes, we're laying in bed together. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I can't.
But it was so fun. It was like the very first day we got there, I committed. I was like, I'm going to have fun and just like, be myself and let this happen, because if we're on a trip for a whole week, there's
you
no
were
sense
yourself.
And
oh you I was were myself. Yourself the yeah, first well, night
let's talk about it.
She brings like these big t-shirts, all right? Yeah. Now I'm a little different than Isabel. She got her outfits like a day before, she threw some shit in and called it a day. Me, the outfits are preset weeks in advance. This is serious business. The jewelry, everything's to the T. So she's like, here, throw on this big T, let's go take some pictures in the alleyway. I'm like, I didn't come all the way to France to take pictures in a Buzz Light t-shirt that you got from like the dollar store down the block. Like, what are we talking about? But I'm like, you know what? It's gonna make her happy and comfortable. Throw on a t-shirt, throw it on, we go in the alleyway and we're taking pictures. This is serious business. I mean, she's rocking this t-shirt. And this guy comes up to her, and I think he was from France or Italy or something.
Oh yeah.
Somewhere in Europe.
Like this like heinous, honestly looking man, but I was in such a good mood. I'm in freaking France. So he comes up and he's like, can I get in your picture? And I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. He gets in it. I'm like, and it's like,
and I'm
picture.
Taking this. I'm like, okay, like she's so cool. Like that's lit.
Caitlin's like,
and then he's like, can I kiss you for one of the pictures? She's like, sure. And I'm like, what is happening? Right
and then
now?
I'm like, Caitlin, make sure you get this. And then we're like literally full blown, like just kissing in this picture.
And she still has it to this day. Maybe we'll put it up in the episode.
Yeah, we're gonna like pull that up right now. It was so funny. And I guess to you, that was
my first like, okay, I kind of like this girl. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I kind of made a little bit of a mistake in bed together. I know that doesn't sound right, but hear me out.
Oh, so this is like maybe 12 hours after the original. This is just us really figuring each other out. Like 12 hours later, it's like our first night sleeping together. We wake up in the morning. And Caitlin's like running around the room. She's like half naked. I'm like, what is this girl doing? Like, you know, you were stressing me out, but I was kind of like, I don't know what's going on. I was half asleep. She like keeps repeatedly coming over to the bed, like lifting it up, like looking under the comforter like that. And I'm like, what the fuck is this girl doing? But I like now if you were doing that, I'd be like, are you good?
Right, you would like say something.
Yeah, but at the time I was just kind of like, I guess I'll just like let her rock. Like, I don't know. She keeps coming back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, eventually, I was like, is everything okay, bro? And you're like, I don't know, but I kind of think I shit the bed. And I was like, what? Like, literally, we're like strangers.
Like, can't mess with the makeup. All right, let me help you guys understand.
Oh my God, it was so
what was
funny.
Really happening in that moment, okay? I must have had this nightmare. I was going to say dream. This was a nightmare. That with my pal that I met 2 weeks ago, I accidentally shit the bed. When I tell you I was convinced that I shit the bed, I got up, I went into the shower, cleaned myself, cleaned my pajamas, got back into the bed, was cleaning things up just because nothing happened. And I was apologizing to her. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm like, this girl's losing it. But even in that moment, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I wish that you knew. Like, I'm like, even if you did shit the bed, I would be like, ha ha, like loser.
You're
and
just a real
like,
one.
Yeah, and just like move on.
Yeah.
And I feel like we just weren't even there yet. It's so crazy how much our relationship and the overall vibe changed from the beginning to the end of that week. Like the beginning of the week, even how reserved I was in that situation really goes to show how much we didn't open up to each other. But by the end of the week, we were like, oh, we're going to hang out for like the rest of our lives probably. Right. Yeah.
I think overall in the Saint-Tropez trip, like her and I were just like always on the same page. We decided to do a full send and just because our flight was like early the next day, stay up all night, go to a club. She had this guy that she thought she was in love with. He had blue eyes. She loves guys with blue eyes. She's still single if you have blue eyes. You know her Instagram. But she made me stay up and we ended up literally pulling an all-nighter. We had a great time together. And we decided to go on this adventure that I really think just like secured our friendship, which was let's go explore. Let's go get some souvenirs, you know, let's do things. We forgot to put shoes on.
Yeah. Oh, forgot. I feel like we purposely were like, oh, let's go hit the street without shoes on. Like,
is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I think we did commit to the no shoe thing.
Well, we were the only ones that wanted to stay out clubbing. Naturally, this seems to be like a reoccurring instance. I mean, there were nights that there was one night we mutually agreed, like, we are exhausted right now. Like, we went back to the Airbnb. I turned on my damn sleep playlist, which if you know, I can't. You were making fun of me for this, and I had to openly just do this in front of a stranger, but I physically cannot sleep in silence. And so every night I would like kind of wait for Caitlin to fall asleep and then be like, low-key, just turn on my little, like, I listen to full-blown sleepy time music. That's how I describe it every single night. We'll link a playlist that I usually go to for it. Actually, we made one that's personal too, but I'll link it so you guys can see that. The best. I always use that kind of sleep music. So there were nights that we went home, turned on the sleepy tunes. Like, we weren't that crazy, but towards the end, we were like, let's club all night. So like the very last night, who does this the night before a flight is crazy. But we were like, we want to stay out clubbing all night. And so we go, our other friends leave. Mm-hmm. We're like hammered and we go back to the Airbnb and we're like, we have all these bottles of Aperol here. What do we do?
You can't throw it out.
We got to drink like 95 Aperol spritz together. Obviously, that's the solution here. So me and Caitlin are just drinking these Aperols. And I'm like, you know what's so crazy? Those markets, because there's these markets in Saint-Tropez that you can only go to at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, these markets are open down the road. Let's just go rip it, like barefoot, t-shirt. Like, we're like cross-eyed. Yeah, the t-shirts are back. She's like wearing my Bud Light t-shirt that she like originally
I still have it, by the way. I never give it back.
Yeah, I want that back. It's like one of my favorite t-shirts.
I don't think so.
And we go to these markets and we're just walking around. We're like such a shit show. I decide in Saint-Tropez, I want to buy a bath mat. So that was my big souvenir purchase.
And let me just be clear. This was not a bath mat that said Saint-Tropez. This was nothing that like you would get only in Saint-Tropez. This was a black mat that you could get from your local dollar store down your block. But she needed this mat.
But the fact is, it was from Saint-Tropez. That's what did it for me. I would like to, because how often do you walk into someone's bathroom and they're like, oh yeah, that bath mat's from Saint-Tropez? Never. Who is it? No one's ever said that before, ever.
So except
that's
you,
why.
Know.
No, that's why I was thinking that morning. I'm like, I'm going to do something so different than everybody else. I need a fucking bath mat in Saint-Tropez. Who does that?
It's true.
No, literally. But all these like nights up, like where me and Caitlin had these just like, because real shit gets talked about between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. And so like all these times that we had in those hours honestly led to us sitting right here, right now, because there's really how the podcast even became an idea is we were laying in bed and we were out all night and we were clubbing and we were just afterwards talking so deeply about our lives. And we'll obviously get into that, but me and Caitlin both have very just, you know, unique and intense life situations.
Yeah, for sure.
And we were going through that. But what was so nice about that with you is we would talk about all these serious things and we still managed to laugh after saying some crazy shit. And you know, you could talk about it too,
because
you said some stuff.
That is why I am like so excited to be here today, because like she said, we've been through so much crazy stuff, and every time I like sat with her to talk about something, she made me laugh, like made me feel like it's okay. And I was like, wow, like I really want to be around this person more. And I really like admire that about you, and that is why I invited you to Saint-Tropez, and that is why we're here today, because we've all been through so much. Whatever you've been through, we've probably been through, and if we haven't yet, we will at some point. We are a reflection of each other, and we are going to be talking about so many different things on the show. We are so excited to be here. Mm-hmm. It's called Part-Time Problem, but really, like, sometimes in life, we have full-time problems. Like, there's things that happen that carry with us every single day. And we want to, like, show you, like, that's okay. We all have those full-time problems. But we also have part-time problems. Problems that have happened, and they don't need to feel so deep. And thank you for that, because you made me realize not every problem is so deep.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that in the moment, but it's not. And I'm so excited to sit down and be here for, I don't know how long, hopefully forever.
Yeah, honestly.
And do this.
No, I completely agree. I think what's really cool about you and I is, you know, there's a lot of content creators who come on here and like they're just pretty much life experiences are very baseline. And I think because you and I have just dealt with such serious things at such a young age, like both of us too, that's why we're such a perfect mix for this. Like we really like, yeah, we want to be funny, we want to be cool, but we want this to be a podcast that you listen to and you find genuinely helpful and
safe,
valuable. Yeah, and truly just real entertainment, valuable entertainment for you guys.
And we also made sure to, before even sitting down and filming, this is like how serious we are about like wanting you guys involved. We already have one of your submissions here because we want to hear from you guys. Like we not only want to help ourselves because that's what we're going to be able to do here, we want to help you.
We know.
And I kind of just wanted to take a second to give this person, it's going to be anonymous, their moment. I want to read out one of the submissions that you guys already gave. Right here, right now. I have not read this yet. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The problem was I was 8 months pregnant. I came home and my fiance texted me he needed space, that he was desperate. Through our phone company, I saw that he was talking on the phone for hours at a time. I put that number on Cash App and found the girl he had searched up on Instagram 1 month prior. He cheated. Yeah, it's gonna be a good show. We're gonna be talking about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Gee, what's up with the cheating?
Oh my God. And that's like, we're gonna go into, because obviously if you're coming here and you're familiar with my type of content, I do talk a lot about dating. So obviously we're gonna talk about dating and shitty guys. Like clearly that. Well, I mean, single. I hope whoever's problem that was, we are gonna talk about it eventually. Yeah. But that is just a prime example of men in this day and age and just how hard it is to navigate relationships with men and just life right now. And so we are going to do the whole dating thing. I know a lot of my audience specifically, both of ours loves our dating lives. And we also really want to talk about our personal lives, childhood trauma, and just like other things like that. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you guys don't know about us.
Like, exactly.
It seems like, I feel like we've shared so much, but I think honestly, we just scratched the surface. So
I think
I'm
so too.
Really, really excited to be here. I'm looking forward to this next journey.
Me too.
And let's do this thing.
I know. And I think this is going to be a really good opportunity to showcase our personalities in such a different way than ever before. Because I do truly feel like my TikTok, I don't know, again, who's like coming from my audience here, but I feel like my TikTok really and my social media presence as a whole at the moment really makes me come off as just a very, I guess, chaotic, just askew, just like high energy, intense person, when in reality, I'm actually like a very kind of level-headed, relatively chill, I would say, person. So I also think that's what's gonna be so great for long-form content with us. And I think, same with you, I feel like you have a lot more like swag, well, I guess, than people realize.
Mine's the complete opposite. I feel like online, like people think I'm very put together and I'm very serious and I'm very on top of everything, but like, and sure, that's true to a certain degree, but I also like the one thing that I'm missing in my life is like not being that serious anymore. I don't always want to be serious. So what I'm here to do is laugh and like relax.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that I could like be that person for you, because circling back to Saint-Tropez, one of the things that you said that really stuck out to me, like, we were in the middle of cracking up and she stops laughing and she's like, damn, dude, like, can I tell you, I haven't laughed like this in years. And I was like, wow. And so it's just, it's such a good feeling to now know that we can give that feeling to our audience too. Like, let's say there's, as I'm sure there will be people in the audience who haven't truly had a laugh or really felt emotionally connected to in a really long time. Like, we want to provide that for them and for each other during this. I feel like this whole thing's gonna be almost like a learning experience for us in a way that we get to know even each other better, because we don't even know each other all that well.
We are going in.
We're layered people.
I am so excited, Isabel.
I'm really excited. We got this.
You guys, welcome to Part-Time Problem.